Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here. Happy Tuesday. I hope if you had the day off, you had a good one yesterday. I was hanging out with Village one time.
This should be good.
And he's like, Sarah.
How's his, wait, can you tell me how his wife is? His
new girlfriend? You mean that Filipino chick?
Yeah, the
I don't know about her.
You haven't kept up?
I mean, as far as I know,
he loves her.
He loves her.
And they're long distance love.
Don't ask me, man.
But he's been there to meet her and her kid.
Yep. Two kids.
She's going to move to.
And her husband.
Where's he live, Oklahoma?
He does live in Oklahoma now.
You mean ex-husband?
I don't know what it is.
The ex-husband's going to come too?
No. I don't think they're divorced because there's something like can't get a divorce. Don't ask me.
Dear.
I don't know, man. All I know is it just
stinks
like a catfish scheme.
Yeah, it does. So one time you and Village are at the bar.
No. We were, he goes, hey, I want to eat at this place. I go, well, does it have a full bar? And he goes, oh, I don't know. Let me call him. He gets on the phone. Hey, you guys got a full bar?
Yeah.
You guys got a full bar? You hear, bar, full bar. bar. Do you guys have a full bar? Oh, you do. Great. Okay, thanks.
That here?
It was down south and like near Ontario, California.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Is where there's an airport?
Uh-huh. Sure, there's one
airport there.
Yeah.
Bar. You guys got a full bar?
That's the airport I fly into all the time.
Oh, yeah. For your mom?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the airport there where the Wahoos has Mosley pictured.
Oh, yeah.
Big poster.
Oh,
remember that?
Right. That's in Ontario?
Yeah. There I am in the Ontario Wahoos getting a fish taco.
Wahoo.
And I'm like, hey, that's my dude right there.
Oh, fish taco sounds so good.
Oh, they're good. Absolutely.
My son made his first loaves.
Is it Berkeley?
Berkeley. His hobby is cooking.
Uh-huh.
And I think I might have told you that I actually murdered his, I guess you can't
his yeast?
Yeah.
Sourdough starter.
Right. You can't just make sourdough bread. Apparently you got to grow the starter, mm-hmm. You know, this yeast thing. It's got to get all bubbly and whatever. And I turned the oven on and didn't realize it was in there. And I killed his child, the yeast starter. I felt terrible. He was really upset. But
well, yeah.
It was, you know. It had been growing for a couple weeks and it was going good. So anyway, he got back to ground zero. He started another one. We got our first loaves of sourdough bread this past weekend.
And?
Oh my God.
Good.
Like John made soup two nights this weekend because we were just like,
sourdough,
we need soup and bread and butter.
Yeah.
It's like warm and he won't let you touch it though. Like the loaves are out. They come out of the oven. I'm like, cut it open. Let's fresh out. He goes, you can't just cut it off. I go, what are you talking about?
Don't you have to let it settle?
For 2 hours. He goes, don't worry.
Oh,
it'll still be warm. I'm like, mm-hmm. No, it won't still be warm. It'll be tepid. I want hot bread. He goes, no, you're not doing it. Like he's standing guard over.
Yeah, I would too. This is my creation. You just wait.
In my kitchen? My kitchen's destroyed. I deserve a slice of that hot, fresh bread. Hot, fresh
destroyed.
Bread.
So if you ate it hot and fresh right there, would it be a problem? Is there... What's wrong with it?
I wonder if it would
be
gooey or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, it's
just
not ready?
Not settled.
I don't know what has to happen.
It's like meat. You know, you want to let meat settle.
Rest.
Right. Yeah.
Rest. Thank you.
Fine.
Yeah.
Let it rest for, I don't know, give
and
it 20 minutes.
Cooking, right?
Yeah.
Give it 20 minutes. And then let's cut
it's his
that
recipe.
Thing. Whole house smell good. I'm like,
ooh,
oh, yeah,
that
bread.
That sounds so great.
I'm like, oh, do we have some soft butter? Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. So then we didn't get to eat it until the soup was ready.
Right. You had it with dinner.
Yeah. Well, right. I wanted it when it was done at 2 p.m. I mean, come on!
We can all hear that.
Give me some bread, man.
She's a hungry girl.
That's funny. All right, let's do the trash. Lindsay Lohan
is a fire crotch.
And she's got a new record coming out at the end of February.
Oh.
That's right, people. It took almost as long as the Chinese Democracy record from Guns N' Roses. Like, it took a lifetime.
Well, is it a follow-up to Xanax? Is this going to be, like, Valium or something like that?
Well,
oh, is that the name of her last album?
Yeah, wasn't it? No. Was it Brynn Xanax?
Over the summer, she had she released a song called Xanax.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she released that song. She announced that through her Instagram. I don't follow her on Instagram. Do you follow her?
I do not.
She probably start though.
I see her on social media. She put out some pictures the other day that were just stunning. When she does those still shots, especially the black and white ones, then I don't know if they elongate her body, but man, she's just beautiful in those photos. I don't know.
It's not recent, but wasn't she guilty of being caught all the time with doing like their...
Because there'd be like a wavy door frame in the back where she nipped that thigh in or whatever.
Maybe that's why she's always laying down in them.
Right. Well, you can't put yourself in a good position.
Against a completely white wall.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Brynn.
Exactly. No one will be able to tell. LL3 is going to be the name of the record, I guess. End of February, so less than a month away. Oh. Let's see here.
I don't know who's waiting for that.
New music, end of Feb. Not me. She's 33 years old.
I'd love to see her have a comeback.
Would you?
Yeah, I think that it's... Look.
It's not too late for her.
We know her parents are...
A mess.
Right.
Actually, so I want to say her mom got picked up for a DUI last week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you reported it, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I can never remember if I've done a story.
Remember she was coming out of the Outback Steakhouse and then she went home and
so
the
classy
person followed her home and then the cops got her and she fell on her face.
Went to jail.
She fell on her face.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Fantastic. They're trying to give her 6 months.
Anyway, she's someone who had a great career going for herself, but clearly because of the negative influences. She made bad choices. Look, but kids who come up with parents who are like, we need you to go to work because we don't want to. Mm-hmm. So go make some money. I'm your manager.
Yep. Momager. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's awful. Yeah. That's not the way
it's
supposed to go.
Like, I agree. I think she was doomed, but, you know.
Anyway, that's why I would like to see that, because I think that if she could get another shot and show a different look, that'd be incredible.
She's gotten a few shots, though. She got a TV show.
Terrible.
With the kid who played, he's the redheaded kid in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, I'm just watching those. Didn't I just tell you that?
Yes. I can't think of that's why I'm referencing that, because I knew you'd remember. So that kid, whoever plays his little friend there.
What TV show did you get? I thought you were talking about that reality.
It was called like Sick Note or Sick Day or something.
I don't remember that at
all. Well, it was a BBC show, but she got that. She's gotten some stage stuff. She was like lawyer.com for a minute there. She's big in Dubai.
You're right. Yeah.
So she's gotten some chances.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sick
Note. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
That's not a bad question to ask when we talk to Ron Howard tomorrow. These child stars, like, how did he make it so large?
God,
and what did he have to steer away from?
He seemed to never falter.
Yeah. Unless there's something we're not hearing about.
Right. Well, maybe we'll find that out.
Yeah.
Chester Bennington's in the news today. Back in the 90s, he was in an Arizona rock band called Gray Days.
People wrote in about the Arizona
hate. Mad.
No, well, they go, hold on. Vinny's Southern California roots are showing. Because that's a Southern, I guess, because that's their bordered there. I can't find it, sorry. I'll tell you later.
Well, anyway, Chester Bennington was in this band in Arizona in the early 90s.
Screw Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Find your own water.
Gray Days. With
we got enough problems around here.
With a Z, Days, get it? Gray Days. They broke up around the time he joined Linkin Park.
Right. And he told us that. Do you remember that?
I do.
He told us his story on a secret show we did.
That's it. I'm going to go get a job in a shoe store or something.
Oh, he had a kid and a couple kids? I don't remember all the details, but he was like, I'm done. And then a record company came and said,
come
meet us.
For this band.
Meet this band.
Let's see here. They have released Gray Days. They've been working on completing unfinished tracks from the 90s. They've released the album's first single. It's called What's in the Eye. He was 17 years old at the time he recorded these vocals.
Hopeful local band.
17 years old when he recorded that. His widow says one of Chester's greatest gifts was music. The only thing he took more pride in was being a father to his children. Given how much he cared, he wanted fans to hear everything he did, and his musical journey started with Gray Days. And they were apparently at the time of his death, they were already bringing out their early songs and getting started working on an album with that old material. And so now the music's ready. I don't see a date for release, but they're working on a whole thing with old stuff from Jester Bennington.
All right. Well, it doesn't hurt anybody.
No.
You don't have to buy it.
No, you don't. Well, you don't have to buy anything. I already have it.
Right.
Or I will as soon as it's out.
I just signed up for the free Apple Music.
Apple's great. I enjoy that one. I have like five of them.
And the first thing I did was hit X to see what would come up. And sure enough, one of their later albums that I wouldn't buy because I don't think it's worthy of my money.
Now you can
there
listen
it was.
It.
And I was like, oh, I listened to it as long as I don't have to pay for it.
Well,
I've already listened to that.
In a way, you are paying for it.
I understand, but you know what I mean.
I do. So when my kids were little, there was a show called The Wiggles. Is that still around? I assume not. And if it is, I think they've got new people. Oh, Vaughn, you're familiar with The Wiggles. How old are you? 30? And you recall The Wiggles. They were part
Vaughn
of your
is 30?
Child. Yeah. His childhood yeah. included The Wiggles. Well, I guess, I mean, he's only 10 years. He was only a 10-year-old when my kid was born. So my kids loved The Wiggles. And they're
is
Australian.
Is that Tinky?
No. That's
A Teletubbies.
Thank you.
Okay.
The Wiggles are four dudes from Australia.
Oh, all right. I don't know them.
Well, they each wear like a little outfit, like a blue shirt, a red shirt, a yellow shirt, green shirt. I'm not sure what all the shirts were. But they were big for a while. They toured and they would come around and we never went and saw them or anything, thank God. But they were huge and they were actually a band. I want to say there was a movie sort of based on the Wiggles because they were a band, in like a real band, and they started doing kids stuff to make a buck, and then they wound up
making a lot of bucks,
being mega stars right. for 5-year-olds. And they were.
Is it wrong?
It's not, but they were bitter about it, you know, that they couldn't make it as well. So the story goes. I don't know if that's really true. Anyway, with all the wildfires that have been burning in Australia and the people who've been devastated there, they wanted to help raise some money. They, you know, they had a million songs, and we would, every time they'd always ask for fruit salad, it was great. I was like, oh, look at my kids eating fruit salad.
That's so funny. Did you ever watch Two and a Half Men? Charlie's profession was writing songs like this for kids.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He got real popular doing that.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, the songs all stunk, and they, you know, they're very simplistic, but that's what kids want, bright colors and stupid songs.
Sure.
So give them what they want, kids. God, they have terrible taste. So the original lineup of the Australian supergroup, The Wiggles, got back together in Sydney on Friday night for a show to benefit wildfire relief. Unfortunately, as they're leaving the stage, one of the dudes has a heart attack.
Oh, no.
And drops the yellow Wiggle. See the one on the far right in that?
Let me see. Hold on.
He's on second to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the main dude. The
oh,
yellow
yeah,
one is,
it is
the main
dude.
Dude.
Yeah, the guy that was singing all the lyrics.
Yeah, his name is Greg Page. Greg Page, a.k.a. the Yellow Wiggle, suffered a heart attack as he was exiting the stage. He's only 48 years old. I don't know how, if he's heavy now or something, but that doesn't always figure into it.
No, doesn't.
Several hours later, the Wiggles did tweet a picture of him in his hospital bed, smiling and giving a thumbs up. So don't worry, kids. More fruit salad on the way. A crowd was expecting an encore because Murray Cook, the Red Wiggle, came out to say, we're so sorry. But it seems that Greg's had some kind of a heart incident. He dropped. He's exiting the stage.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry, Elizabeth. I'm coming home.
But the Red Wiggle just moved up a notch in the order, didn't he?
Apparently so.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what you want.
Right.
Ozzy Osbourne, he hated 2019.
I hated it.
It was
awful.
Last February, he had a serious fall. He got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and he has been dealing with the after effects of that fall ever since. On Good Morning America, this morning,
yeah,
he told Robin Roberts about the struggle, how after he hit the floor, he thought he was done for.
I thought I was done for.
He said his recovery has been...
taking his time. It's the worst, longest, most painful, miserable year of my life.
He has also revealed...
That was so beautifully done. He,
thank you.
The narrator says he thought he was done for.
I thought I was done for.
So that's a quote, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He said that he has Parkinson's. He revealed that this morning, too.
Oh.
He is 71 years old. Mm-hmm. He's had lots of problems. I mean,
remember that hand infection thing that he had?
It was like on a finger or something. They had to cancel the Black Sabbath
reunion tour.
Well, they were it was like the last thing they were going
to
do, but
they were supposed to come here. I think the shoreline, and they canceled.
Yeah, he got like a staph infection in his hand.
Just like an infection underneath my fingernail. Mm-hmm.
So on Good Morning America, he said he was diagnosed last February, I guess when he went in after this fall. Mm-hmm. His wife, Sharon, said he's got stage 2 Parkinson's. She said, there's so many different types of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body. And it's like, you have a good day, and then a really bad day. So he's revealed that he's been diagnosed with that. And then he went on I guess that's why he went to the hospital. The fall that he took last February, around the time he was diagnosed, was in his pitch black bathroom in 2019. I guess he's got a bunch of metal rods in his body.
Well, remember, he crashed an ATV or some kind of...
They're saying this was a bike accident that the rods are from, but he's a crasher. I mean, he's definitely... That's what I mean. I can't even keep track of all the stuff that's wrong with him.
He can't even sit on a chair.
Some kind of bike accident where he had to get 15 screws in his spine. Oh, no, I think the 15 screws are from the fall last week, which dislodged these metal rods.
Oh, boy.
He says...
When I had the fall, it was pitch black. I went to the bathroom and I fell. I just fell and I landed like a slam on the floor. I remember lying there thinking, well, you've done it now. Really calm.
I'm going to die. Ozzy has survived everything except a midnight trip to the bathroom.
I can't wait to get off my ass and get going again, but you're just going to have to be a bit more patient. Want to be 100% ready to come out and knock your effing socks off.
So he's talking about going back on tour.
Dude, you're 71 and you're made of metal. Like,
relax.
Well, I don't like him around the house so much all the time. Oh, Ozzy! Ozzy, must you be here all the time? Couldn't you go out on tour?
Have you heard the new song with the duet with Elton John?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
No, I haven't heard it, but I know that it's like the big thing. It's Elton John, and is it called Ordinary Man?
I haven't heard it.
You guys haven't heard of this?
I don't think this is on Ozzy?
It's
on the upcoming album.
Yeah. I heard there's a whole bunch of...
Slash is on it.
Post Malone's
Duff is
on
it. Right. And Elton John is on it.
Taylor Swift, I have nothing bad to say about it.
Good for you.
Taylor Swift has revealed that her mom, Andrea, has a brain tumor.
She's been, come on.
For a couple years here, Taylor's been going through cancer with her mom. And they're saying this brain tumor is nothing like what they've been through with her cancer before. She says, so it's really a hard time for us as a family. And she revealed to Variety, her mom's health is the reason she's not going to do a full tour for Lover.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's in a position to say that.
Mm. Yes, she is. Not everyone.
That's the right move.
Take time off. And finally, Adele is also going to be releasing new music in 2020. I didn't know if this was going to happen or not. She's not that Adele, the real Adele. She is going to, I think it's going to be called 30. She's 31 now, but you know, it's like when 25 came out, she was 26, but she spent her 25th year doing it. So she said, this is 31. Thank effing God. 30 tried me so hard, but I'm owning it and trying my hardest to lean into it all. She broke up with her husband last year, too. I guess in excitement over this, Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11 on Stranger Things, she did a throwback to herself performing an Adele song at age seven?
Yeah, I think 7 years old.
She's got a toy microphone.
Can you repost that? Put that on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. She's so tiny and...
adorable.
I mean, she's still tiny. What is she, 15, you know?
Well, she's standing at the SAG Awards. There's a picture of her and, it's the lawyer from Big Little Lies. What's her name?
Oh, Laura Dern.
Laura Dern. She's standing next to Laura Dern, and Laura Dern's 2 feet taller than her.
Right.
Maybe it's the heels. I don't know, but.
God, she's so cute. Oh, my God, she's so cute. Like, obviously, her mom or her dad or someone is taping her.
Yeah.
Because she's so beautiful too. She's a cute little girl. All right, Vincent, I'm so late. I'm so sorry. Please, what's coming up in the news?
We'll do fast facts right off the bat.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.